This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the weekly wrap-up for the cattle trade. Well, disappointing trade this week for the cattle market. We started out looking like we might get something going to the upside, you know, having an inside day and then getting a reversal up and then, you know, getting, you know, another little bit surge higher on Tuesday only to have it reverse back down. And then, you know, the market's breaking down on Thursday and we come back and bounce up on Friday. So obviously, choppy trade. The market's looking for a direction perhaps, but we are certainly trickling lower. We put in new lows for the move. The market does find buying support down here, but you know, clearly when you get the rallies, the sellers are coming out of the woodwork and just hammering on the market. You know, we're getting into the bigger slaughter numbers. We know that beef production is going to be huge as you get into April, May, June. We're already into those bigger numbers, and it's just a matter of can consumer demand absorb it, and it doesn't look like that's going to be the case. But for the week, cash trade getting rolling early in the week around 126, which is down one from last week. But by the end of the week, we saw a lot of activity at around 127. There were some reports of 130, but it looks like the average would be around 127, which is unchanged from last week. Dress trade around 204, which is also unchanged. Box beef values on Friday up 26 cents on the choice. We're sitting at 224. Select up 48 cents at 217. Got the spread at 688. Movement 74 loads. So the cash market's holding together pretty well. You know, we came out of last week looking a little shaky, started out lower money. The feedlots obviously expecting that we would see lower money this week and letting some go, maybe some cleanup business on Monday at lower money. But by the end of the week, the packers were paying up. So we're still hanging in there. Maybe that'll offer some support to the futures. Again, with that push down on Thursday, we really didn't get any follow through on Friday. In fact, the markets bounced back up. Fairly choppy price action, but at least we bounced back up. And the market looks like, you know, we probably blew out some stops on Thursday. We'll get a little rally here, but most likely you have already seen your seasonal highs. Normally they come in mid-March, sometimes stretch into mid-April, but that's in a like a sideways or a bullish market, you'll get that. I do believe we're still in a longer-term bear market. And again, with this overhang of these huge supplies coming at us, it's really hard to maintain that upward momentum. So with the breakdown this week, it sure looks like that confirms that a seasonal high was established in mid-February. It doesn't mean you can't get rallies. And in fact, you probably will get a bounce up into that mid-March time window, which is your normal seasonal timing. It just won't be a significant high. It'll be kind of a bump, but it won't really show up on the radar as some significant type of high. So the cattle complex, you know, worried about exports, worried about trade wars. Exports did pick up this week. It was nice to see them at about almost 20,000 tons, which are the numbers that we like to see, what we were used to having here a few weeks back before we ran into a dry stretch. But we are, looks like we're back on track. And key trading partners, South Korea, Japan, of course, they're the major buyers as they were again this week. The box beef is holding in quite well. Also, despite the shakiness in the cash trade, the box beef continued to push higher, which clearly helps the packers come to the table and pay up a little bit, or at least pay steady money with last week. But the bottom line to cattle, I think we have two things going on. The one that we've talked about quite a bit, which is that you got this big supply coming at us. The other one is in feeders, where weather in the southern plains has been dry, pasture conditions are stressed, winter wheat conditions obviously pushed calves off early, and it doesn't look like we're going to get much relief there, at least for the next couple weeks. So as we get deeper into spring, as we move through April, and you know, if the rains have not come, you're not going to have grass to feed. And so the demand for calves, I think, will be subdued. Granted, supplies outside of feedlots are tighter than last year, even with a bigger calf crop, but the demand usually comes, you know, quite a bit of it comes from the southern and central plains to put on pastures, especially through the month of April is when you see most of that buying. The markets tend to peak in early May. If the rains don't come there, I doubt you're going to see that seasonal rally. You'll still see the demand coming for the northern plains, which appear to be getting some pretty decent rains, and into the western Midwest. But it's, you know, you're not going to have that kind of competition for the animals in the southern plains. So in the feeder cattle market, it depends on weather in the southern plains. The rains need to come. not only for the feeder cattle market, but also the wheat market as well. Otherwise, you just don't have anything to feed them. And with feeders, you know, even if you get the rains and you would see that seasonal run in early May, that takes you into the middle of this timing when beef production will be huge. So if you get a rally in early May, that certainly would be a timing perspective for selling feeder cattle or getting some hedges put or forward contracting calves or whatever you need to do. We just look for that seasonal timing in early May. And again, it may not be a notable one like in live cattle. It may just be a blip. But if you get that, that's your normal seasonal highs for feeder cattle. In lives, I think we've already seen it. Doesn't mean we can't get a bit of a bounce here over the next couple of weeks, but I doubt it will last very long. So that wraps it up for the cattle commentary. If you have any questions, you just give me a call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.